Vocabulary with Comments, Lesson 23, Contract Verbs. Now notice we have three alpha contracts, and that's all. There are only three used 50 times or more in the New Testament, but these are very common. So agapao means I love. And most people know the noun form agape, which is love, so agapao is the verbal form. Now take a look at the endings. When we contract agapa with oes e amen eta usi, the vowels contract and it winds up sounding this way. Agapo, agapas, agapa, agapomen, agapate, agaposi. The trick is don't let that throw you off. All those circumflexes and long vowels and iota subscripts and things that look like there was a giant collision are because there was a giant collision. The vowels came together and created these new forms. That's what contract verbs are, and these are alpha contracts. Agapao means I love. Erotao means I ask. I can't think of any way to help you on that one. You just have to learn it. Erotao means I ask. Maybe entreat, but that's sort of a stretch. Erotao means I ask. Zao means I live. Now, zoe, we remember the noun. Zoe means life. Zao means I live. Now, to epsilon contracts, notice that before the final omega, we'll have an epsilon at the end of each of these. So let's look at, for starters, aiteo. It means I ask, aiteo. And this would sound like this, aito, aites, aite, aitumen, aiteta, aitusi. Take a look at the chart, notice those circumflexes and that collision that happens when the epsilon contracts with the vowels that are the first part of the personal endings. So just I don't think have to learn every possible combination. You just have to recognize that when the contract vowel hits the personal endings, it creates these new forms. Aiteo means I ask. Dakeo means I think or I seem. Now, docetists believe that Jesus only seemed to be human. They think that Jesus appeared to be in the flesh, but wasn't really because, well, flesh is evil, right? And that was part of a Gnostic understanding of Christ. But docetists believe that Jesus only seemed to be human. So dakeo means I think or I seem. Theoreo means I look at or behold. And our English word theory is proposed a proposal based on what is seen. Theoreo, I look at or behold. Krateo means I seize or hold. Krateo, I seize or hold. Martyreo means I bear witness or testify. And in English, of course, we have the word martyr, which is someone who bears witness by giving up his or her life for the faith, a martyr. But in Greek, martyreo means I bear witness or testify. Peripateo means I walk or live. A peripatetic philosopher were the ones who used to walk around making their living by just showing up in the marketplace, walking around and teaching, peripatetic. That's the English. The Greek is peripateo, which is I walk, or figuratively, I live. We use the same sort of idea in English, don't we? How's your walk? You need to walk the talk. Well, we're talking about a way of living, right? Not just walking. So peripateo can talk about walking or metaphorically living. Proskuneo means I worship. Proskuneo means I worship.